Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good morning. I'm very, very excited about this because I love the fact that, number one, schools are now back to putting productions on. That is very, very cool. And not only that, is that they have chosen the musical Rock of Ages. All right. Owen Lonsard is directing. He's a choreographer as well for the music Rock of Ages at King David. Melissa Krawitz is involved as Sherry, and Rory Rosenberg playing Lonnie. It's very, very exciting. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
So hold on, before we even get going, does anybody here play the bagpipes?
Unfortunately not.
Wow, that's a bit disappointing. Do you know it's International Bagpipes Day as we speak?
I'll give that one a miss.
Yeah, you see, but then you're limiting yourself. You're limiting your musical development. But okay, all right. So let's start with Owen. Owen, as the director, choreographer, it must be so exciting to actually get back to putting on live productions.
Yeah, it just felt like we were never going to. You know, it was just like it felt endless. So it really is amazing to get back, and you realize how much you love what you do. So, and it's also great to work with the kids because it's really exciting for them, because we started this process back in 2020, and then COVID came along, and then we had to stop, and then suddenly the school called and said, we're back doing it. So it's great for the kids as well, because they thought they weren't going to get to finish it.
Right. And the choice, Rock of Ages, was that always your natural choice? Was that always going to be your next production?
That was not my choice.
Oh, really?
The school chose that one, and they said, this is what we're doing. So, it's a fun musical, let's put it that way. Yes. It's actually really difficult to direct because it's got a lot of little scenes that move really quickly each other. And then the challenge, of course, is to fit it onto a smaller stage because it was written for a much bigger space. But, I think I've met the challenge, and the kids have too, because obviously it makes it difficult for them as well. So
that's what I was going to ask you. It is a fun musical, but it's a very ambitious one.
Yeah, very, very ambitious, and even more so on a small stage. I think people will be surprised with what we've achieved. Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Melissa Krawitz playing playing a Sherry in Rock of Ages. How did you prepare for this? Was this a role that you absolutely had to have?
Yes, absolutely. I went to go watch the production at Monte Cassino. And I actually got in touch with the girl that played Sherry at Monte Cassino. And I wanted to hear her experience, and she was just raving and raving about how she absolutely loved it. And just from the minute that I heard the music and actually saw the play for myself at Monte Cassino, I knew this was something that I just had to pursue.
That is really, really incredible. And Rory playing Lonnie, how did you prepare for this?
Well, when I heard about the musical happening again in 2022, I desperately wanted to play the role of Lonnie. Mm-hmm. Lonnie is it's my personality on another level. So it's just a higher, more dramatic, more crazy personality. So I went and I did research on the character, and I found the backstory before the auditions. And I just realized that this character was the character I had to play.
It's incredible. So, Rock of Ages, a musical. What can we expect from it? I don't know who wants to take the question.
Yeah, well, you can expect great music to be able to sing along to, because we all know the best music came from the 80s. Maybe I'm biased because I was a teenager in the 80s. Okay, just giving my age away.
But, look, I was too, and I can tell you, I don't think we're not being objective. I think it's absolutely objectively, there is no musical era like the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, the fashion was something to talk about, but the music was amazing.
Yeah, the hairstyle is not so cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of... Look, I mean, really, the musical as a book, you know, the story is not incredible. It's not Les Mis or anything deep, but it's a lot of fun. And right now, everyone needs to laugh. Absolutely. The one thing we all need to do is just have some fun. So there's a lot of laughter. I've added in a few little Owenisms. There's an extra little character in the musical, played by a boy called Ben, and brings a lot of comedy to it. There's the use of cartoon strips, AV. So, they're going to just expect, and the kids are very talented. I mean, the kids have exceptional voices. I think you should make Melissa sing something a cappella for us, and
ooh,
you'll
that's
hear
a brilliant
how good
idea.
She sounds.
Okay, we're actually going to do that. So start thinking, Melissa.
Okay, Melissa, yeah, best you think.
Oh,
you're putting me on the spot, Jack.
That's what
yes.
we do, right? And being on stage, I'm pretty sure you're used to that. It is interesting because, and it's interesting that you even say that about Les Mis. It's not Les Mis. Personally, I find Les Mis to be the most boring show in the history of the world. The music is lovely. It's lovely, but gosh, to endure that.
Very depressing. Oh, very depressing.
No, boring. Boring. It's boring. The music is beautiful. The music is stunning. But my word, it's a boring show. The first time I saw it in London, my biggest challenge was just to stay awake. I just wanted to put headphones on, listen to the music, and then I would have been happier. Anyway, so that's just me. I know that things that you shouldn't say probably to a cast of any show. But it really, it is. It moves quickly. And as you say, I think that we're in
and it is.
It's in a state at a time that we do need fun.
Yeah, and it is the 27th longest running musical on Broadway, interestingly enough. So it's definitely got something.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Melissa, are you ready for us? What are you going to sing?
Oh, you put me on the spot.
Sing your telephone conversation with your dad. I think that one.
Okay, you're putting me on the spot. I haven't warmed up, so I'm so sorry in advance. Saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you. It's not that I want you not to say, but if you only knew how easy it would be to show me how you feel. More than words is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say that you loved me, 'cause I'd already know.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
7 in the morning.
Wow.
So.
If that is not warmed up, then I can only imagine what is. Well done. And absolutely fantastic. So the show is taking place Sunday the 13th of March at 6 p.m. Monday and Tuesday. So it's Sunday, Monday and Tuesday at 7 at p.m. on Monday and Tuesday. Tickets are 100 rand. Where can we get tickets?
Rory, do you want to go?
You can get tickets from the King David Lingsfield High School office. You can call the school. The secretary's name is Debbie, and you can book tickets from her. And then there are tickets being sold on the night. The tickets are 100 rand and 120 rand at the door.
Absolutely fantastic. Well done. And certainly looking forward to hearing more about this incredible, clearly very, very talented cast, and we look forward to hearing great things. That is King David Lingsfield, Rock of Ages, taking place 13th, 14th, and 15th of March.